Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Raise your right hand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony as you gave in the cause now in hearing to do the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, sir.
Right this way. you go.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. It's Michael Roddy, R-O-D-D-Y.
And where do you work, sir?
I work for Home Goods.
And what do you do for Home Goods?
I'm a district loss prevention manager.
And can you tell us, what is Home Goods?
It's the place you go when you want to buy stuff for your home.
Okay. So I take it by buying stuff for your home, it's a retail store.
It is.
Okay. Now, Home Goods, is it part of a larger corporation or umbrella of stores?
It is. It falls under TJX, which also has TJ Maxx, Marshalls, HomeSense, and Sierra.
And how long have you been with Home Goods, sir?
Home Goods itself, 9 years. TJX, 19.
And can you tell us about your responsibilities for Home Goods?
Sure. At the core, it's really protecting the assets of the company and the business.
And so do you have a geographic region that you're responsible for?
I do. I cover 11 locations.
And of those 11 locations, are you familiar with a location in Norwell?
I am.
What location does Home Goods have in Norwell?
It's store number 122 in Norwell. I believe it's on Washington Street, Washington.
And that store in Norwell, are there any other TJX properties in that same plaza?
There's TJ Maxx right next to it. Same plaza.
Now, sir, are you familiar with surveillance videos that were turned over by Home Goods in this matter?
I am.
And have you had the chance to review them prior to coming to court today?
I have.
Have they been altered in any way?
They have not.
Now, sir, Home Goods, does it maintain its surveillance videos in good faith?
It does.
And does it do so in the normal course of business?
It does.
And when it's surveillance videos, I take it they're recorded digitally, correct?
They are.
So when they're recorded, they're going to a server?
They do.
And who has access to the server of surveillance videos?
Myself, direct reports of mine, and home office loss prevention.
Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
Mr. Roddy, do you recognize this thumb drive I'm showing you?
I do.
Did you have the opportunity to review the videos from this thumb drive?
I did.
And they have videos from the Norwell Home Goods store for January 2nd and January 4th.
Yes, they do.
Commonwealth would seek to have this drive Home Goods surveillance videos for January 2nd and 4th marked as the next exhibit.
Any objection to that?
No.
I believe we're at 251. Is that correct, Madam Court Reporter? That thumb drive is now admitted into evidence. The Home Goods Norwell thumb drive.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, with the court's permission, could the Commonwealth publish videos from the drive?
Yes, you may.
So, Ms. Gilman, could we have the first video for January 2nd of entrance? And if you could pause right there, Ms. Gilman. Mr. Roddy, what is it that we're looking at here?
This is the camera. It's a public view monitor. When you walk into the building, this is the one you can see yourself on.
Now, Mr. Roddy, the date and time at the bottom for Home Goods, are those accurate or are they off in any way?
No, those are accurate.
Ms. Gilman, if you could press play. Ms. Gilman, could we have the second video register home? And Mr. Roddy, where is this in the store in Norwell?
So that is the front in our queue line. It's another public view monitor as you're walking towards the registers.
And when you say queue line, so are there items for sale in this line?
There are, yes.
Thank you. And Ms. Gilman, if you could stop for the record, we're stopping at 1 minute and 16 seconds on the media player. And Ms. Gilman, could you go to the third video, Purchase Home? Mr. Roddy, where is this in the store?
That is the register. I believe that's register number 8. And it's a camera right above the registers behind them.
Ms. Gilman, if you could close out of that video and bring us to the fourth one. And pause if you could. Mr. Roddy, where is this in the Norwell store?
So that is an exit mullion. It's in the vestibule between both sets of doors to go outside.
Ms. Gilman, if you could press play, please. And Mr. Roddy, what is the time upon exit? If you need to see it again, we could just bring it back up.
Yes, please.
Ms. Gilman, if you could. What is the time upon exit for the record?
9:48 and 2 seconds.
And it's January 2nd?
January 2nd.
Your Honor, may the Commonwealth approach?
You may.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Roddy, you recognize this document I'm handing to you?
I do.
What is this?
This is a receipt for a purchase on January 2nd.
Does Home Goods maintain its receipts in good faith?
It does.
Normal course of business?
Yes.
And I take it it's generated the point that the sale is occurs?
Correct, once it's completed.
And this was also turned over to law enforcement in January 2023?
It was.
The Commonwealth would seek to have the receipt from January 2nd from January 2nd at Home Goods as the next exhibit, Your Honor.
Any objection? The Home Goods receipt from January the 2nd is now in evidence as 252.
Your Honor, may the Commonwealth publish 252?
You may.
Thank you. Mr. Roddy, I have some questions about 252, Exhibit 252. At the top, it says TGX. Is that generated internally, or is that what's given to the customer?
That is internally.
And so the customer would get a Home Goods at the top?
It would say Home Goods, correct.
In store 280122, is that the Norwell store we were talking about?
Yes, that's the Norwell location.
And now, sir, what does POS 8 mean, POS 8?
That is register number 8, point of sale.
And then cashier, the number, and then there's a name underneath it. What is the significance of that?
The cashier number is the identifier to the associate who's ringing the register.
And, sir, are you familiar with the codes with the S underneath them? Next to the items?
Yes, those are the department numbers.
What is the 35 significant of, S35?
Department 35 is our candle department.
And going further down, what is S75 significant of?
Those are rolled rugs.
What was the total for the sale, sir?
Total is $245.35.
And how was it transacted? Was it cash or charge?
It looks like two store value cards were used.
What are store value cards? And I'm sorry, I was interrupting you.
No, those are just, they're cards. They work just like a gift card would work. Same thing.
And if we could scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a date and time.
Yes, January 2nd, 2023. 9:44 and 36 seconds in the AM.
So keeping this up on the redemption area, you had mentioned there are store value cards?
Yes.
So with these store value card numbers, were you able to track down when these cards were issued and where?
Yes, we were.
Connor, may I approach?
You may.
Mr. Roddy, I'm showing you a document. Do you recognize that?
Yes, it's another receipt.
It's another receipt, but is it from Home Goods in Norwell?
It is not. It's from Marshall's.
And this Marshall's receipt, what does it have to do with the store value cards?
So this looks like a return without a receipt at a Marshall's in Maryland. So when a return is done without a receipt, the customer receives a store value card, store credit.
And on this receipt, does it denote the last four digits of the store value card?
It does.
And can you, and so sir, understanding that, do they bear any similarity to the redemption cards used on your on this receipt that was done on January 2nd?
Yes, it does. On here, it shows the last four is 0256, which matched the purchase receipt.
And as a result of being a member of the TGX umbrella, are you able to get access to the Marshall's receipts to find out which card was issued in corresponding to the redemption that was done on January 2nd?
Yes, we can see each brand.
And this is the card that was issued. That was one of the two cards that was issued to do that redemption.
Correct.
The Commonwealth would seek to have this receipt from Marshall's is the next exhibit, Your Honor.
Any objection? The Marshall's receipt. Is there a date on that so I can identify it for the record?
Yes, Your Honor. I apologize. The Marshall's receipt, sir, before I get the date wrong, can you just...
Sure. It is December 28th, 2022.
Thank you. Marshall's receipt from December 28th, 2022 is now in evidence as Exhibit 253.
Your Honor, may I publish Exhibit 253, the Marshall receipt from, it's labeled Baltimore receipt.
You may.
Thank you. Mr. Roddy, what's been marked as 253, where is the location of the Marshalls?
It shows it's in Baltimore, Maryland.
And this is the type of receipt a customer would receive, right? Because it doesn't have the TGX brand at the top?
Correct.
And what is the name of the customer?
Anna Walsh.
And could we scroll all the way down to the bottom? Pause. I'm sorry. So in there, there's issue of merchandise credit. Is that the card that you were speaking of?
It is.
Okay. And could we go all the way down to the bottom? And, sir, can you tell us what you see as far as a date and time for the receipt?
Yes, it's December 28th, 2022. And the time is 4:30 p.m.
So, sir, that was for one of the two cards ending in 0256. Were you able to find an additional receipt that corresponded to the second card?
Yes.
And before I go any further, did that card end in 4563?
It did.
Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
Sir, do you see this document?
I do.
Is this a TGX receipt that corresponds to the issuance of the card we were just talking about as far as the second redemption card?
It does.
And again, these are kept in the normal course of business and in good faith?
Yes, they are.
The Commonwealth will seek to have this receipt marked as the next exhibit, Your Honor. This would be Washington, D.C. receipt. And can you tell me what type of store this is for, since it's TGX at the top?
This one is TJX. That one I couldn't be positive about.
You can just tell me it's a TGX store. You can't tell me the brand.
Exactly. Correct.
But could I mark this as the TGX Washington, D.C. receipt, Your Honor?
There's a date on that one?
Mr. Roddy, can you tell us if there's a date on this one?
There is. Also, it's December 28th, 2022.
Any objection? The Washington, D.C. TJX receipt 12/28/22 is in evidence as 254.
Your Honor, may I publish Exhibit 254, the Washington, D.C. receipt?
You may.
Thank you. Mr. Roddy, where is the location of this store that issued the card?
It is Washington, D.C.
And if we could scroll down, Ms. Gilman. How much was issued as far as a card?
$216.44.
And what are the last four digits of the card?
4563.
And if we could continue to scroll down, where it says returned refund, is there a date as far as what is the December 2nd date that we're looking at opposed to a December 28th date?
The December 2nd date would be the date of the original purchase of the merchandise being refunded.
And so the date at the bottom, December 28th, is when the refund was actually issued?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. You can take that down, Ms. Gilman. Now, sir, you also had the opportunity to review videos from January 4th. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that is also what's already been marked into evidence. And at this point in time, Your Honor, I would seek to publish videos from January 4th, Norwell Home Goods Store.
Is that on the same thumb drive?
Same thumb drive, Your Honor.
251?
Yes, Your Honor.
You may publish it.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ms. Gilman, can we have the first video for January 4th? And pause, Ms. Gilman. Sir, Mr. Roddy, where is this in the store?
That is the public view monitor again at the entrance.
And looking at the bottom of the image, can you see a date and time?
I can.
Can you tell us what the date and time is?
It is 9:57 a.m. on January 4th, 2023.
Ms. Gilman, could we have the second video? Mr. Roddy, what view are we looking at here, sir?
This is another register view right behind the registers.
Thank you, Ms. Gilman. Can we go to the third video in that file? Mr. Roddy, what part of the store is this?
That is the exit mullion again in the vestibule between the two doors.
And if you could pause, Ms. Gilman. What is the date and time on the video? And for the record, we're at 7 seconds on the media player.
It is 10:07 a.m. on January 4th, 2023.
If you could press play, Ms. Gilman. Thank you, Ms. Gilman. Mr. Roddy, were you able to produce a receipt for this transaction?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Roddy, is this receipt also maintained the same way that the other Norwell Home Goods receipt is maintained?
Yes.
And does this receipt correspond to the transaction for that video?
It does.
And what is the date on this receipt?
January 4th, 2023.
And at the top, this says TZX. So is that an internally produced receipt opposed to what a customer would see?
It is.
The Commonwealth would seek to have this as the next exhibit, Your Honor. January 4th receipt from Norwell Home Goods.
Any objection? The receipt from 1-4-23 from the Norwell Home Goods is now in evidence as 255.
Your Honor, if I may publish 255, the January 4th receipt.
You may.
Thank you. Mr. Roddy, I have a similar questions. Going down the receipt to the body of the goods purchased, what is the significance of 36?
36 is our towel department.
And what is the significance of 68?
68 is our bath mats or bath rugs.
And going down to the bottom of the receipt, sir, how is this transaction negotiated?
There, it looks like there was two SVCs, two credits used.
And was one of them the 4563 that you previously testified about?
It is.
And going down to the bottom of the, is there a date and time on the receipt?
There is, January 4th, 2023 at 10:05 a.m.
And you said there was a second SVC card. There were you able to find the receipt or the transaction for that in the TGX systems that issued that second card ending in 4481?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
Thank you. Mr. Roddy, do you recognize this receipt?
I do.
Is this from a Marshall's store?
It is.
And does this receipt show the issuance of the card that you just mentioned, the second card used to transact the sale?
Yes, it does.
And what was the date that this transaction occurred that issued the card?
It was December 8th, 2022.
And where was the store? Where was the Marshall's located?
Hingham, Mass.
The Commonwealth would seek to have the Hingham Marshall December, what was the date again, sir?
12-8-22. Any objection? The 12-8-22 Marshall's receipt is in evidence as 256.
Your Honor, may I publish 256?
You may.
Thank you. Sir, looking at this, what is the address for the Marshalls?
400 Lincoln Street in Hingham, Massachusetts.
And the initial transaction date is what, sir?
The original was December 2nd, 2022.
And going down, sir, is it, what is the first, understanding this is not your store, so you don't know 23s next to the item. What is the description of the item that was purchased?
Men's Best Brand.
And then the second item that was purchased?
Children's Toys.
Now, sir, going down if we could. Amount due to customer is what, sir?
$155.91.
And there is a merchandise credit number ending in what, sir?
4481.
And going down, sir, going down, Ms. Gilman, all the way to the bottom, the date for it is what, sir?
December 8th, 2022.
Okay, December 8th. I'm sorry, I might have heard you as December 28th. My bad. Now, sir, on this receipt, is there a name for the customer?
If we go up. So on this one, it is a return with receipt where we don't need ID to process those.
So there's no customer name at the top like there was in the prior ones?
There is not.
Your Honor, I have no further questions.
Any cross?
Yes. Thank you, Judge.
Right ahead. Any
questions? Regarding these cards, the last couple of cards you just told the jury about. So am I right to just say that or to suggest that there was some purchases made in or around the Maryland, D.C. area? At some point in December?
Yes, I'd have to see it again. I'm not sure if it was a purchase or a return.
Okay, purchase or return. There was a transaction.
Yes.
And then whoever transacted that transaction, that's not a very good way to put it, whoever did, they eventually got some store credit that was applied to that card, right?
Correct.
And then they walk out of the store with that card, right?
Correct.
And then that card, of course, finds its way down to Massachusetts, and that card is eventually used in Massachusetts sometime around January of 2023, correct?
Correct.
Nothing unusual about that if a family is trading cards back and forth, correct?
Correct.
Did the Commonwealth, the state of Massachusetts here, did they ever ask you to try to get video of those transactions that occurred in December, for instance, from those Washington area?
From myself, it wasn't Home Goods, so not from myself. If it was from a Marshall's or TJ's, district loss prevention manager, I'm unsure.
That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any redirect?
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.